Like I said, I'm from Edroy, right outside of Corpus Christi, and about February of last year, I got a call from one of my customers, really excited. He was going to have two of the round bale pickers and experimental machines, and was I going to be able to handle those? And like any honest Jenner, I told him, absolutely, no problem at all. And then he said, and by the way, if you can't handle them, I'm going to go across the street. And I said, absolutely, I'm going to be able to handle those. And that's a question I think that Jenner says, as the green picker and the round bales come in, I think there's 700 or 800 cotton gins across the United States, and Jenners are going to get that question asked. I think the Stover system is probably what's going to, at least that's what's being sold today, and it's a good system, but it's not everywhere. And so I believe that the ginning industry does need some method to, especially as we're moving into this technology. So after hanging up the phone, I called Jimmy Stover first, and he came out and took about 4 minutes and said, no, your feeder is too narrow. We can't do anything for you. You need a new module feeder. He said, I'll get you one on order. And so I said, well, let's come back. Let's sit down and we talk a little bit. We figured out how to widen my feeder to make it adaptable when we get to that point. But in the meantime, I had talked to John Deere, and they said they had this grapple system, this JRB grapple system, and they've used this all over the country, and they've had it over in Australia, and they've primarily used it, I think, in areas where they didn't have a Stover system in order to get this cotton unwrapped. And very, very beautiful looking machine there, as you can tell. And I think it was developed and built out of the logging industry, and primarily that device opens up, and I'll have some pictures in a second to show you how that's going to work. It opens up, there's rollers on all the way around it, and as it closes on the module, it will, those rollers are in time, and it picks the module up, and then you can move it to wherever you want it. As I said, I've got a chain bed feeder, and you can't push on a chain bed feeder, and so we wanted to be able to set that cotton in there. I had two objectives. One, obviously, was to gin this cotton. I didn't want to go across the street. And but second, I wanted to know whether our chain bed feeder, I was concerned that the loose, once you take the wrap off this cotton out of these round modules, it has the appearance of being very loose anyway. And I was, we try to gin in the area of 60 bales an hour, and I was concerned that whether my chain bed feeder would be able to move that into the feeder head and keep up. And so that was the number one thing I wanted to find out for the year, is would that work? Which wouldn't you tell me to fit them? Okay. That's just a shot of him coming up. These are actually were pictures taken, I think, in Australia. And they've got it open, and then as they closed it, those rollers roll it up, and it takes a very short period of time to do that. This did not have an automatic system to find the spot that you want to cut that wrap to take it off, but they are working on that, and I think that'll be available this coming year. It is not this particular piece of equipment is not available for sale. And I'm not sure whether they're ever going to market it, but somebody is going to come up with some way as a transition to get this cotton in 800 gins. I don't expect that we'll get 700 or 800 of these done in a short period of time, but I think these pictures are going to be available. There you see that these pictures are taken on a walk-in floor, and they've just. I'll show you how they cut them in a few minutes, but they're setting those in. Again, this is in Australia. That I do not know whether that gin was running there on the bottom or whether they stacked those up and then started the walking floor. They say that in Australia, anyway, they have ginned these at 80 bales an hour. When you get, in our case, we ginned at 60 to 65 bales an hour, and you are plenty busy unwrapping these one at a time at that. And We ginned on them only in the day shift for a couple of reasons. My roof, you need about a 24-foot roof clearance to use this machine, and ours was 19. It worked, but the operators were always, as they were picking it up, after they got the wrap off, as they were picking that grapple up, they had to be very wary of, I was hoping they'd knock a hole in that roof so I could get another one, but they managed not to do any damage to it. There's some of the round bales on our yard. We ginned 600, I think, in 30 of the round bales, or roughly 2,200 bales of cotton. About half of those were ginned without getting any rain on it. And they had this grapple, and they had these machines down there, and they picked for one of our customers, and then they also picked cotton down at the King Ranch. Some of these pictures are going to be King Ranch. And we shared that grapple to get these unloaded. The last half of this cotton had about 8 or 10 inches of rain on it. And I will agree that that wrap does preserve the quality of the whatever goes in there is going to be the same when it comes out. We are down on the coast. We pick in different humidity conditions than what other, maybe some people do. If you pick that cotton at 15%, which we do, I've got a couple of customers back here, and at times you're still picking when the dew is falling. If it goes in at 15, it's going to come out at 15. I haven't noticed any dryers on that piece of equipment, so it isn't going to dry that cotton. We did have a couple of the modules that were picked green. There were areas where it wasn't defoliated, it were over near buildings. And the producer marked those so we'd be able to see how those turned out, and they turned out exactly how every ginner in the room knows they turned out. They were wet and stinky and rotten. You have to put it in dry for it to come out dry, and if you do that, though, I believe that'll... we had no trouble with the cotton as we ginned it after that rain. And we've got a well-drained module yard and good tarps, but after 8 or 10 inches of rain, at least for the next week or 10 days, you're going to have trouble with moisture. There's no way to get around that. They've got the module picked up, and he's coming up to the edge of the feeder. When we started, I was thinking I was going to need to butt these round bales up tight together or the gin would run dry. We made a change on our drive. Below this feeder head, we have a feed control, holds about a bale and a half or so. And so we do not control the cotton going into the gin with the feeder. We control the cotton going into the gin with our feed control. We sped the inverter up from 60 hertz to 75 hertz. We were unable to set that thing down and take it off, butt it up close together. So when we sped the feeder up, the capability of it, you'll see this gap that I have in there. And at 65 bales an hour, we didn't have any trouble with getting that cotton into the gin. There's another slot. This does not have an automatic cutter on it. I understand that there is a cutting device being put on this, and it will be, I believe they're going to evaluate it sometime during the winter. In this case, we used a very modern stick with a box cutter, duct taped to it very conveniently, and it worked quite well. You can see they've cut it right there. And the man there on your left is giving some high technology hand signals to the operator on what to do next. All they would do is they'll tilt that back down and set it close to the feeder. And as that grapple opens, the rollers will start and it unloads it into a fairly neat pile. We did not raise our sides any. It stayed together on the sides, like you see, much better than it does in the other direction. You can see the space there, and we had about 1.5 to 2 feet in between them. And as I said, with a feed control, if for those of you who don't use a feed control, you would you'd probably have trouble. We've always tried to butt our modules right up perfect together. And after Jen and this, we quit trying to even worry about that. If we're within a foot of the modules going in, we don't have a problem. Again, it's going into the feeder head, and you can see the space between those two. And if you'd have told me that would not run dry at that ginning rate, I would have not believed you, but it did not. This is down at King Ranch. We brought all of our cotton in with a module truck. We put them in groups of four. To answer your question, how did we module average that? We just gave them one number. Is that what you wanted to hear? We only used one number on the four. We didn't use four tags on each one. We brought them in fact, and two. I do not know how they took care of theirs. We brought them from the field. We do not leave our cotton in the field down there on the coast. We brought it in. We put it on a module yard, and when we got ready to gin them, we picked them up again with the module truck and set them close to the end of the feeder, and we used the grapple to pick them up from that location, about 100 feet from the end of the feeder, and we loaded it on. In the case of King Ranch, they loaded theirs in the field on a flatbed truck and then unloaded them. That building right there is very close to where their feeder is, and they picked them up right there with the grapple. So they never had theirs on a module truck. We had a little trouble with our module truck. There's one version. MTS trucks have a pad in the head of the truck that has a limit switch in it. When they're using a normal module, they bring that up and it hits that piece of metal and trips that switch and stops the module all the way to the front. You cannot do that. Well, we could not do that with these. When you did that, that chain might tend to tear the bottom of that. And so we had some testing we did with our drivers. Well, it actually turned out a 2x4 worked best. We tried hitting them on the side of the head and the top of the head, but it turned out right square between the eyes worked best for any of those if you wanted. You have to stop that. We had to stop it or that those chains would tear it. We used the chain, same chain that Stover uses to keep from tearing that wrapping. There's just another shot. This is at King Ranch. They tied, we ginned at our place, and then they took it down to the King Ranch and ginned theirs, and then they brought it back and finished ours. They put some clamps on theirs so that as they let loose of it, they could pull that off with those ropes. You can see them. They have a lot more clearance, and they managed to get theirs bunched together a little better. They also, increased their floor speed. They also have a chain bed, Loomis chain bed feeder. That's just the Charlie Owens asked. There's a lot of money in this, Charlie, and I'm not going to tell you how to make it. But that wrap right now is just we took our wrap down to there to King Ranch and let them bail ours up and get rid of it. It's like I said, it's at 60 bales an hour, and I don't care whose system you're doing it. You're unwrapping one of those things about every 3.5 minutes, 3.25 minutes, so you pretty well have to have somebody taking care of that. I don't know what that little you got there. You ready to move? But you got to get that stuff moved out and get it out of the way. I would say something similar to this. When we get ready to put them in, when they get in production, I feel like we'll have Stover system in. But there's going to be a lot of gins where something less than that or will be able to. Some kind of system is going to be used. What it's going to be, I don't know, but this tended to work. Okay. As far as, I've already commented on it, it does an excellent job of preserving quality. We can dance around that all you want. Now, if you're in California or Arizona where they don't get any rain, or you're in West Texas where they get very little, that's probably not as much of an issue as it is where we are, but we always get 10 or 12, 15 inches of rain between middle of August and the middle of September. So we get rain, we're going to have that issue, and that's just part of it. It cost us, we had an extra couple of people when we were doing this. Those were the people, though, that typically would be raking up cotton on the module yard. We brought them up to the gin. As far as getting it into the gin, the cotton, all this cotton was cut for the ones I told you that were green. This cotton all ginned very well. As far as being inside the gin, they couldn't tell you one way. It was just good, clean, dry cotton. So.
All right. Any quick questions for Sid? One. Yes, Chris.
I'm sorry? Yes. He's fixing to have the stove. He'll show you that. I don't know that it matters. They gave us the option that we wanted to put it in from the direction you saw coming in from the end or put it in from the side. But the round module kind of falls out when you do that. And so I chose this way because it didn't have much of a mess.
Kind of kept you from having to put sides?
I think we probably will have to have some sides to probably have to come up a little further to keep cotton from falling all over the place.
All right. Let me thank Sid. We're going to move on to our next presenter here.